Alright, welcome to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. Once again, I am your host, the good old GB. Emphasis on old, because I'm getting older. Came to the realization today that I'm turning 30 in about 2.5 months. It's crazy. Time really did fly by. And it's even crazier to think about what I was doing like 10 years ago. You know, like you were partying. I was being 19. Partying, like going after girls. You know, being super insecure, being toxic. Can't lie, like that was fun at the time. Which is really sad to say. It was fun at that time because I didn't know who I really was yet. I was still trying to fit in. And you know, woke up this morning thinking like, damn, where did the time go? This week I've been like waking up with like back problems and thinking about getting like a new bed, like a Sleep Number bed, actually investing in a good bed. Because, you know, sleep's important. Because my bed that I bought about like 4 years ago, it was a great bed. And then all of a sudden, it just started to hurt. Like it's too soft. Like me on certain days when I listen to Drake. But that's besides the fact. Like I can even feel it right now. I have to basically stretch my back, which is like one of the harder muscles to stretch. It feels so weird to me. Like I have to like crack my back. Like, do I need to see a chiropractor? Do I gotta go to the doctor and check on my scoliosis? Do I gotta do all of these things? And the next thing you know, I'm gonna be getting a colonoscopy. And I heard that's not that enjoyable. Not looking forward to that. Then I'm also hearing about like all this, these ads about toxic poo that's still in my system if I don't take the right probiotics. And it's just being mindful about my health nowadays. And then, I don't know. It's like, is there really that much toxic poo in me? Like, who did the science behind this? But one thing that hasn't changed my entire life are my allergies. Pollen is always, like, my worst enemy. It destroys me every springtime. Like, when I be sneezing, I'm like, damn, it's springtime because the pollen is in the air. And it's terrible. It clogs my sinuses when I'm sleeping. And I'm just waking up like, ugh. Got a clogged nose. Back's hurting. Almost 30. I need help. Somebody help me. And it's crazy to even think about, again, like when I was out partying, it didn't matter where I slept. Because when you're like in your early 20s, you're invincible. Even in like your teen years, I could just sleep on the floor, neck all broken, and I'll be chill. But nowadays, like I can't even get a good night's sleep on a memory foam bed. I'm just waking up. Ah, my back. It hurts. It hurts me. It's terrible. It's just terrible. Like, my body's decaying. Somebody help me. But I am having fun getting older and learning, becoming wiser. Because, you know, you'd look back at your younger days. I mean, I'm only 29. People are like, oh, you're still young. But I don't like doing the things that I used to do back then. I mean, sure, it was fun. My body can't do that. It can't function like that anymore because I'm starting to put better fuel into my body. Like, I'm eating healthier. I'm drinking more water. One thing I need to get better at is stretching. That's probably why my back hurts. It's not anything, like, significant. I just stretched it out and we were good to go. But it's to the point where, you know, it's... I can't tell if, like, my back is sore from the back workout I did yesterday, or it's from the way I've been sleeping. And then sometimes, like, that back pain, like, goes into my neck, and then it goes to the back of my head. So, I don't know. I do have a doctor's appointment in, like, 3 weeks. So I'm gonna ask about that, too. But other than that, like, life is pretty good. I'm learning every day. I'm trying to learn. Even though, like, I still feel lost. I don't know where I'm going. But I'm trying to head in a direction that I think is going to be good for me. Because even, like, that opportunity that came up last week, if you guys were listening to the previous episode, that was very promising, but then it turned out to be sketchy because I brought Jessica along and she was able to sniff it out immediately. So that opportunity went down the drain. But you live and you learn, you know? Like, it seemed like when I brought her with me to that meeting last Sunday, it became more clear. Because he was using the same tactic. I didn't realize that he was trying to recruit her as well. So that seemed kind of fishy. So that kind of turned me off because I wanted this to be my thing. Like, no disrespect to, like, Jessica. Like, I was trying to find my niche. And it just didn't fit. It didn't feel right. So I backed off of that. Because he was saying all the right things. Like, passive income. Financial freedom. You know, all that stuff that you want. And then teaching you how to make your own micro business. It was all too good to be true. So I'm back to square one, but that's fine. It's all a learning process. I'm still gonna keep, I don't know, reading, and hopefully I fall into something else. Like, if I stick with this, like talking to a camera, that I feel like I've gotten more comfortable with. And I feel like I'm feeling less sad, unlike last episode. I'm feeling good. Feeling real good, you know. It's a rainy day out here in Maryland. Makes me want to listen to Drake. Anyway, I'm almost 30, guys. It's a lot of reflecting, a lot of it, and I'm finally gonna go to therapy this Friday, Cinco de Mayo, and then also this Friday, this coming Saturday, May 6th, is when we're taking our engagement photos, and it's making the engagement feel more real, and I'm getting happier and happier knowing that it's almost going to be 1 year before our wedding, and I can't help but smile because I feel like it's been a long time coming, I've had my ups and downs with girls, and I feel like Jessica is the one that I can fully rely on. She's not only my fiance, she's also my friend. We have a great relationship. Whenever we come into any type of conflict, we're able to be honest and speak about it. And I say, like, communication is our strongest suit as a couple. Even though we don't always agree, we're able to discuss, not yell at each other, and have those hard conversations, which I've never really gone through before. And it's gonna be great, man. It's gonna be great. So yeah, I think that's gonna cut it for this episode. If you made it through the entire thing, once again, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll be forever grateful. So give me a like, subscribe, dislike. It doesn't matter. You're gonna do what you want to do, you know? So I hope you have a blessed weekend. And we'll see you next week. All right, everyone.